Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're going to talk about journaling.
Journaling.
Journaling. So I remember Oprah saying about a million years ago that when you journal every day, it changes the way your brain thinks. So,
Okay.
and then they did some studies a few years ago where they found that people who journal, like even for 30 days, about three good things. Maybe it was one good thing, but I think it was three good things a day. It changed their happiness score for like 12 months afterwards.
Right.
Journaling's empowering.
There's lots of different types of journaling too.
Yeah.
What sort of journaling have you kind of worked with?
So I've done the gratitude journaling more than anything, I think.
Right, and that's the most popular one.
Yeah. So I've had clients who do the automatic writing, where they just start writing and they just keep on writing until they look back and they go, "Holy moly, is that what I wrote?" And
Right.
it surprises them what comes out of their heads.
Yeah, automatic writing's like that. I do automatic writing.
Sometimes guides come through during automatic writing.
Well, if I do topic automatic writing, so I'll pick a topic and it'll be like a word at the top of the page, and then I write about it, and it's always completely different to what I was thinking. Not always, but often. It's an odd thing
So where does
because,
that come from? Interesting, isn't it?
well, what was it? Well, so journaling. What's interesting about that? The type of journaling I do is that you just start. And you just write a page of A4 page, and I do it by hand. And there's some things about doing it by hand. That's because I've done journaling in the past around making artwork and all sorts of that more creative journaling. But at the moment, I'm just writing A4 pages. And then in the last 5 days, I think I've done 24 pages. And so because what happens is one use that it's really good for is when you have circular thinking. When you get that thought in your head, something's happened and you can't get it out. And
And
what
the
happened?
problem with circular thinking is, even if we're telling ourselves BS, our brain believes it anyway. So whatever negative thoughts are going around in our head, our brain just believes it.
Right.
And that's why
Well, believe
journaling's
that.
so powerful, because by using the action of writing, as well as by thinking to write, you're actually utilizing other parts of your brain that you're not doing when you're just thinking.
Okay, that's interesting. But the other thing that happens when you're thinking, something that is really predominant in counselling, is that when you do counselling, you do these reflect use reflection tools. So you reflect back feelings or thoughts. And what happens when you reflect back to people is that when the thoughts go around in our head, we don't really hear them. We don't actually really hear them. So often when you say something back to somebody, it's the first time they've heard it. Right, and it's really an amazing thing. Like you say, oh, so you're this, and they're like, oh, yeah, because it's like the things that go around in our head, they're also not acknowledged. Right, so just by writing them down, they become acknowledged by you at least, and you've also put it in a form that now can read back and forth, and you can assess it, and you can look at it, and you go, oh, really? Because sometimes you write it down, you go, really? I was thinking that. And then you look at it and you go, oh, all right, okay. So then you can like adjust your thinking on a matter or a topic.
So how have you found that it's affected you, having done so much in the last little while? Like, what's it done for you,
Well,
or?
let's look at the issue I was dealing with. So, well, it's an issue that a lot of people deal with, and often it's about not being allowed to talk about certain things, say, and so or being silenced on some issues. And during the last few years, a lot of people have been silenced on issues. And so what happens then? It gets stuck in your head and goes around, right? And it'll disturb your sleep. It'll do all sorts of things.
And you're waiting for an outlet.
You may be waiting for, well, actually, because what's really going on in a lot of these things, because I've assessed it for years, is that you're trying to think of an idea to actually say. Like, just say you've got a problem in a relationship. It might even be a relationship with, people or a group or even the government say, right? And we think all these things, but when we go to write them down, it kind of, and because like just say, here's something for me. So I'm really quite an alternative person. And so generally my lifestyle is different from the mainstream in everything. Like I'm vegetarian, which is different. I belong to a Hindu religion, it's different. And so a lot of things about me are really quite different from the mainstream. So what happens is you never really get much of an opportunity to talk about those things. And as a matter of fact, if you do talk about them because they're unpopular ideas to the main part of the group, generally you'll get shut down. So what happens when you journal? So when these things are all swirling around in our brain, and they mightn't even be, they might be just suppressed ideas. When you release them, it's like this concept of bloodletting. It's like bloodletting for the psyche because you really, these things are in there and they all come out.
Don't try that at home, people.
No, bloodletting, that's for the 18th century.
We don't want to bring that back.
And we don't want to bring that mercury either, I don't think.
It's still
So,
there to you think it's gone.
yeah, I know
Mercury's still
that. I
out
know
there.
we're getting plenty in just the environment,
And
but and in the fish too, right? But
in the flu jabs.
yeah, in every also there's mercury everywhere. So, but and we can only tolerate so much. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about the psychological
Hey, if
aspect.
I was journaling, this is what I would be
Okay,
journaling
so all right, so then, so
about.
therefore, journaling can be a type of detox, right? And I think, and because in counseling, when somebody tells you their story, right, it's like, just say, there was one story, just say someone had a problem with their dad,
Yeah.
right? And you talk to them, and when they first come in, oh, it'll be just all this negative stuff, do you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. And all that comes out. Right. And then you sort of work out, all right, well, are there any things you like about him? And then you get that, and you kind of get these things you could work with. But really, what's happened is that all of these things have been in that person's brain. It's all come out after a few sessions. And it's like having your, it's like pruning. Prune the whole thing just by releasing it, talking about it, reflecting. And it's like pruning your thing. And then all of a sudden, you've got all these fresh parts of your brain that were being used for BS, and now they're free to be used for something else. And then, and when you do journaling, because a lot of journaling isn't negative,
Yeah.
like because I started off wanting to talk about negative stuff journaling, and I've just ended up writing all types of things.
Yep.
And I just go, right, topic. And then once you get a bit of a practice going, it's like really exciting. Right, what topic am I on today?
Nice.
Because I'm a writer. Because I've mainly before as a counselor, I was an artist and a writer, and I've written some fairly substantial things that aren't published, but they're in manuscript form that I haven't finished yet. But I've been blocked, right? And when you're not allowed to say your whatever it is, truth, or it gets, because sometimes it happens just because you got kids and you don't have a chance to discuss things, but other times people in relationships where, no, we won't talk about that. So all of these things are swirling around, and journaling's a way to release it out, and also a way to reflect it out. So you go, oh, I didn't know I thought that about that and that and
Yeah.
that and that. And then you've got new thing. You've like getting a nice skill. Your handwriting gets better.
Yeah.
Suddenly your handwriting gets better. Like, because I've become almost illegible, and so now I'm writing legibly again. It's really nice.
You could have been a doctor.
Right. Well, my writing was getting bad enough so that I was almost qualified.
So you're finding you're ruminating less, you've got less the circular thinking.
Not only that, it's like and not only that, clearer about things that we're thinking about,
Right.
because because what we want, because in we're always looking for understanding,
Yeah.
right? Because in nearly all conflict, it's a misunderstanding originally,
Yeah.
and that might go into a fight, like even some political things we've seen over the last few years. Not that I'm into politics very much, but I saw a lot of things were based on misunderstanding. But then when that misunderstanding isn't acknowledged, and same in relationships over time, it becomes a rift
Yeah.
instead of just a misunderstanding because it wasn't resolved. Because one of the main problems in the world when we might have an argument with something, then it's not resolved. Then another one that's not resolved, whereas people who are really well differentiated, they resolve things as quickly as they can resolve it, because if you resolve it, then you're back to square one.
Yeah.
Rather than what a lot of people do, especially people who are more on the narcissistic things, they do things that hurt people, probably because of their childhood, but then they just go away and don't say anything.
Yeah.
And then you've got this weight in the relationship, whereas if you hurt someone, what are we taught as kids? If you hurt someone even accidentally, say sorry.
Yeah.
But it seems to be hard for some adults to say sorry even when they know what they've done.
Yeah.
And then you make up a story which makes it sound worse for that person and better for you. So now there's not even a need to say sorry because nothing happened. Yeah, but journaling's a beautiful thing. And there's always, and because with art therapy, it's also a type of journaling too, whether you're making images or whether you're writing down or making pictures and words. And you can make all sorts of combinations, but just using your hands to do that work is really therapeutic in itself. Plus, it brings something out that that you didn't have before.
Nice. So what would you recommend?
What would I recommend?
Yeah.
Well, I like, so the type of journaling I do, I got from a book that was called The Artist Way,
Yep.
and the one I had was The Artist Way at Work. And what they recommend is every morning you just sit down there and your hand write 3 pages.
Right.
Right? And or that's and that's
So most people would go 3 pages. I don't have time for that.
well, that's right, so I do 1 page.
Yep.
Because 1 page takes like 5 minutes,
Yep.
right? Or maybe 10 if you think about it. But you kind of, because when you're writing, it's a little bit slower than you talk, but because you're writing continuously, you kind of start to write in your own voice and stuff. Like, because you put all your own idiosyncrasies into it, because we're not writing academically, we're just
Yeah.
getting it out. Sorry, what was it you said?
I said, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I recommend just writing out. And the way I used to do it, because I've done this several times in my life, and I used to do an A4 page of text in 12 point. That was my old thing.
You said something about an A4 page or something like that.
Yeah, like here's an example of my journaling. It's just a handwritten page, and you know, it's like and so in the last few days, I've just done like 24 pages of text, only one, and I do 1 page per topic, which is really easy. And I'll just start writing. Like my first one is called Messy Emerges the Wonder. And because it's about being a mess, my first one is about messy writing. So it starts off, write to be read. Go a little slower, make it beautiful. You know that you could do it. How did your writing fall apart so badly? Well, it never was that good. I was always a messy writer, messy with everything. My lines are crooked. Even when I in manual arts classes making art, my stuff was always rough. Still, I ended up doing a creative career. Anyway, so you know, you just go, it can be any topic, and it's not really that important to get started. Write about
It's
anything.
just about getting started.
And it's really incredible because what it does, it releases something
Yes.
and it puts it into something you can read. And you don't, like, I don't even need to go over and read them. I know what they are, but
Yeah.
some of them are really good and I'll go back. Like some topics are, you know, psychological stuff or creative stuff
Yeah.
that, and so sometimes you end up with a really amazing thing that you didn't expect
Yes.
because what you end up writing about in the topic isn't necessarily what comes out.
Yeah.
Because once you're faced with it, it's like, oh, this and this and this, and oh, I was thinking about that and that.
Beautiful. So just get started.
Just get started.
Just get
Just
started.
get started. Get your pen out, and it's really good. Not only that, anything that's like using your hands, gardening, needlework, everything, it helps process ideas.
It does.
So while you're writing, you process ideas automatically just in the way of things.
Yeah.
But beautiful thing, bloodletting for the soul, I think that's what I called
Excellent. Have a good one, everyone.
it. Bye.
Bye.